Good evening. The show begins tonight in Ukraine, speaking with Colonel Jeff McCausland. The demands, negotiable demands, not very negotiable demands by the Kremlin. Number one, Zelensky and his regime must go. Number two, no change of the annexation. Four provinces, Kherson, Zaporizhia, Donetsk, Luhansk, plus Crimea. Number three, disarmament, never join NATO. Jeff adds a few more, but we're looking at a negotiation that is repeated again and again and again. Reminding of Iron Pants Molotov, the negotiator for Joseph Stalin once upon a time, he said the same thing every time. Wore out the Roosevelt administration. Iron Pants Molotov, he could sit there and repeat, repeat, repeat. No problem. There's an anecdote about one time one of the counselors, it might have been Hull, might have been Acheson, caught him in a human moment. I don't know, something about saying goodbye at the end of the war. But otherwise, iron pants. Iron face, iron pants, iron seat, repeat, repeat, repeat. Looks like the style from the Kremlin. We'll see. We also talk about NATO and the promise of NATO with and without the U.S. in the future. Charlie Pellegrino joins. This time of year, Charlie and I always turn to the Titanic story, which he's written so carefully over the years. The California incident, Farewell Titanic. He dove to the Titanic with James Cameron many years ago, and it's vivid in his mind. I think maybe there were two dives. In any event, tonight we tell the story of the Carpathia, the ship that came to the rescue of the passengers who were still floating in the water, drifting in the water in the lifeboats, rescued 705, took them back to New York. Many anecdotes, many adventures. What the Carpathia saw when it reached the spot where the Titanic had gone down, what they expected, how they communicated with the mainland, what the first information was, positive, how the negative information was not believed. What the passengers did when they reached New York, Pier 54. Charlie talks about how he'll go to Pier 54 on the night of the 18th when they arrived in 1912. He does every year. He leaves a potted plant. Remembering. Off to the trade wars. Alan Tonneson joins about the balance and imbalance of trade with China. What is to be done? What China wants. What China demands, strange, respect. They want respect. They want access to technology. They want the U.S., well, in any event, make concessions at Taiwan. Negotiation. Peter Husey joins about, why is China building more and more nuclear weapons? What are they for? Who are they going to use them against? Strange business. It's like China can be the sorcerer's apprentice. You know, once you start in on a broom that does the work for you, it keeps reproducing itself. Pretty soon you're overwhelmed with sloshing water and mops. In any event, we also talked to Charles Burton about the Canadian elections and how the Canadian public is not paying attention to the fact that Mark Carney is China-friendly, has been in his career. We'll see as PM, as elected PM. He's never been elected to anything. Whether he makes inroads with the Chinese or not, given their level of interference in the 2019 election, the 21 election. And it looks like they're interfering again here in 25. Brandon Weikert about the Chinese space program, where it is, what the race looks like, what NASA intends to do about it with a new administrator. Grant Newsham joins to talk about Japan, come to town to negotiate with the Trump administration. The first up can look to positive things, not negative, positive. China and the U.S. are very close together in terms of defense of the Western Pacific, East Asia. China's an impressive culture, but Japanese, wow. That is one get-it-done culture. And business cycle. Working with Japan is smart. China's unhappy with the meeting going on the Japanese representative is being met by Scott Bessent, the Secretary of the Treasury, and Mr. Lutnick, the Secretary of Commerce. Mr. Trump indicated he might look into the negotiation. A lot of respect. This is what the Chinese say they need or want. Got to earn it, guys. Submarine cables, China grabbing them as much as possible. I didn't even know this was going on, using private companies to take possession. Why? Because they want to dominate communication. Why not? The Chinese do things without particular drive, just we want to dominate it. We want to touch it. We want the information. Submarine cables. The Trump tariff has crushed the price of oil, and that's crushing Russia. Uncle Bernstein joins. Unintended consequences of Liberation Day. Simon Constable reports how three, probably the new Mirage 2000 DRMV jets, came simultaneously over the house one afternoon. A crushing sound wave, sound barrier break, scaring everybody, rattling the walls of an ancient chateau. France with jets near Toulouse. Adams for Peace quiz, Simon did for the Wall Street Journal. It's fun. I've got a couple answers right this time. Eisenhower made the speech in the fall of 1953 to the UN, trying to come up with a reason why to have nuclear weapons. Well, we can turn this into positive. Adams for Peace. That's what we call nuclear power. VAST is the name of a commercial enterprise that's building commercial space stations. And hurry up, fellas. We need them. Soon enough, low Earth orbit will not just be satellites. It'll be, Club Med-like places to travel to if your heart can stand it, you're young enough, eager to see the Earth from 400 miles up. And then Mars Curiosity. Bob Zimmerman provides images of Curiosity climbing into the hills. All wonderful. Much more of the show. Thanks for listening.